Really nothing changed injury-wise from last night other than we've got a little bit better diagnosis of Joe Mays. He did have a fracture in his fibula of the left ankle. We'll evaluate and, you know, move from there depending on what we decide to do with the roster spot.
Is he out for the year then?
He's out for extended time, yes. He's more week to week. So we'll let you know what we decide to do as far as him and that roster spot.
Is he a candidate for that designated return?
More than likely not, just because of what's left in the season.
Do you need surgery?
They haven't really determined that yet.
Hey, on the play that Peyton hurt his thumb on Wilson's helmet, was that a similar, in your opinion, contact he made with his helmet to Peyton that Joe Mays made to Schaub?
You know, it'll be something we look at and, you know, get the TV copy. We haven't done all that yet, and I'm not really able to comment on what we turn into the league and what we don't, but that's one we'll look at closely. Oh, it's fine.
John, Wesley had an unbelievable statistical game. How does that maybe elevate the rest of the defense when you have one guy that's so hot?
I think, you know, there's we talk about all the time, you know, there's unlikely heroes, whether it's Chris Harris, you know, 2 weeks ago or however many weeks ago it was, two games ago. You know, and plays are going to come to you somewhere. You know, you can't make them come to you, but when you're in position that they do come to you is to make your plays. And I think Wood's done that pretty consistently. I think it's gotten better each week, something that, you know, we strive to do. But no doubt he had a very good game.
In your couple of years, what's he improved on?
Well, I think it's just his you know, he was primarily a special teams guy when we got here. He's played in some, I think he'd started some games defensively with the earlier staff. But he's got good straight line speed. He does have good instincts. And you know, I think he's, you know, developed in last year's system, and now he's developing in this year's defensive system.
Are you one of those coaches that get a little tougher on them after they play well? I mean, it looked like very little went wrong for you last night. Is it?
Yeah, I have to overcome a lot, Mike, to do that. Yeah. You know, you're never as good as they say you are. You're never as bad as they say you are. You know, the key to this thing is just getting better each and every day and each and every week, and that won't change. As far as that message won't change with our group.
Coach, do you feel there's a greater sense of accountability on this team this season because of the presence of guys like Rooking, guys like Peyton Manning? It seems like everyone is elevating their game because they don't want to let the other guy down.
Well, I think that's all part of being a team and something you sell. You know, it's you're looking for more selfless than selfish. You know, doing it for your teammates, doing it for the guy next to you. I think that's all part of building the team and, you know, creating teamwork. So we haven't got it all figured out by any stretch, but, you know, we're in that process. And, you know, I've always been more of the thought of understate than the other version of that. So, you know, we're just going to try to get better every day, get better every week, and we'll see where that brings us.
Does the fumble concern you?
Anytime you turn the ball over, it concerns us. You know, we've had our share, and we've had you know, really every phase has contributed. So that's something, you know, ideally you'd like to never turn it over, but the reality is that other team gets paid and practices too. So you know, we'll continue to work on those things and emphasize that.
Do you think Ronnie and Willis need to carry green footballs around with them for a week?
You know, we'll try to do whatever it takes, and you know, and they'll buy in. They're prideful guys too, and you know, it's not something they're doing on purpose either.
How does that help your offense, Coach, when you have an explosive weapon like Ronnie Hillman, who can have those big runs anytime he touches the ball? What do you think of his performance?
Well, it's good. You know, I've said all along, Ronnie's a guy we thought very highly of, and that's why we drafted him. You know, unfortunately for him and us, you know, he was injured in part of training camp, missed some preseason games. So, you know, he's catching up, and he's worked very hard at it. Eric Studisville, our running back coach, has worked very hard with him, you know, as far as extra time, whether it be in the meeting room or on the field. You know, so, yeah, I think, you know, again, you know, we're just trying to bring him along and get him better each and every day and each and every week.
What do you see different in Ryan Clady from last year? He seems to be back to his pre-knee injury performances.
Yeah, I've seen improvement, and, you know, that's what we look for from everybody. You know, I think, you know, an area that I think he's improved in is his run blocking, and, you know, something that, you know, we've seen is something he could improve at, and he has. Dave Magazu's done a great job, you know, with him, and, you know, this game's a technical game, and, you know, Ryan's not afraid to work hard.
What do you think about Virgil Green? We saw him block primarily last year, and then he has to miss those few games at the start of this year, and used as a pass weapon yesterday. How good can he be?
Yeah, again, you know, he and Julius both were guys we drafted 2 years ago, and, you know, Julius was lighting it up pretty good in camp, and you know, got hurt the second game of the season a year ago, so he's coming back off of that. Virgil, you know, missed some time due to a suspension. You know, that's a whole month, and that's an eternity in the NFL, and he's feeling his way back. And he was a threat. I mean, he's got good speed, good athleticism. He is big and physical, which those are great combinations for a tight end. So he'll. You know, he'll develop and he'll get used to it, you know, a little bit like Ronnie Hillman getting back in the flow of things.
Coach, I got to be honest, when he came out of Nevada, he was pretty one-dimensional in that pistol offense. As a blocker, what is that more teaching him technique? Is it more want to? How does a guy improve as a blocker? Because he's really made a lot of strides there.
Well, it's all part of selecting personnel. I mean, you look for that height, weight, speed, athleticism. You know, probably one of the hardest adjustments to our league out of college, especially for tight ends, is the blocking. You know, you get a lot of 4-3 defenses. That guy's going to have to block a defensive end in many cases. So from a technical standpoint, there's a lot to learn when a rookie tight end comes in this league.
Tracy Porter, tough week last week. Any update on him as far as his condition, whether
Well, I think he's, you know, he's handled it great. You know, number one, from the Denver Broncos' perspective, it's about player safety, and that's not your typical football injury, so it's not something you fool around with. And, you know, I think our medical people have done an outstanding job. I think Tracy's been very courageous through all this. I think our fans and, you know, supporters out there have been, you know, giving him great encouragement. And so, you know, it's something you medicate, being on the right medication to make sure it doesn't, you know, affect his health. You know, I think are all things that I'm not an expert at, and I'm listening to the experts. So, you know, we'll evaluate that literally day to day.
What was the thinking with Leonard taking some kicks back and Holiday taking other kicks back?
Having to do a field position. You know, there's what we call plus 50 and minus 50 punts. You know, plus 50 punts, you tend to not going to have much of a return gap. And so fair catching, you know, fielding the ball is critical. And then minus 50 is you usually have that fielding cushion and it's returnable punts. So that's why.
The league has pushed the trade deadline back a couple days because of the storm in New York. Do you think that might have an effect on more trades, less trades? You guys maybe jumping involved this next week?
Not really. I mean, that's why they have deadlines for everything. You know, I think it just gets pushed back, you know. You know, you're always looking to improve your football team. You know, all 32 teams are. Whether that involves, you know, making a trade with somebody, you know, only time will tell.
Crazy been medically
clear? You know, I don't have to worry about that till Wednesday. So I haven't even asked that question myself, so I don't have the answer.
Coach, when Tracy is cleared, with how Harris and Carter are playing, I mean, it seems like a good problem to have, but is that a problem you're going to
have? It's a great problem to have.
How do you deal with it?
You let them compete and see who does the best, like we do everywhere.
And with the 60-minute game that you guys talked about playing, was yesterday finally a chance to show the personality you want on offense, defense, special teams?
Well, I think we're developing that. You know, in this league, you know, the personality of a team changes every year. You know, there's new players, there's new coaches. You know, very few teams stay 100% pat. So there's some growing pains everywhere, every year. And, you know, I think we're further along now than we were, say, 6 weeks ago.
Anything else for the coach?
Coach, you mentioned Ronnie and Virgil. Danny Trevathan had a dive and pass breakup. Is it encouraging to see young guys contributing more and more as the season's going on?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's got a role. You keep 53 men, you shoot 46 of them up on game day, and, you know, it's a young man's game, so you have to develop young talent in this league. You know, in those roles. And, you know, Danny's another guy that was a highly productive player out of Kentucky in a very competitive league in football, or in college football. You know, and he's getting more and more comfortable with what that role is on our team. And, you know, I've been impressed with his development.
On the other side, when you bring in veteran guys that maybe people didn't want, like Leonard, Brooking, Copen, and they perform how they are,
Well, I think, you know, they're more of a proven commodity. You know, they've done it, you know, for somebody else, but they've done it in this league, in those guys' cases, at a high level. So, you know, when you have the opportunity to pick a veteran guy up like that, that's, you know, has leadership qualities, understands the game, you know, can help develop those young players, you know, that's what they call leadership. And, you know, don't think for a second that Champ Bailey hasn't helped some of those young secondary people. Same thing with Keith Brooking. So, you know, having those guys to show you the way as a young player is great. You know, even Peyton with Brock. You know, I think when you get to see that kind of guy that's done it at a high level, how he goes about his business, you know, day to day in the preparation part of this game, I think, you know, it's, I don't know that there's a better teaching tool.